Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of On a Heater Podcast featuring myself, Dashing, as well as my good friend, Kiwi. No quips today. I don't know what's with me. I can't put them together. But we are two idiots blundering on about sports. Hello, Kiwi. How goes?
Goes. No, not snows yet. We're still a little early for that, but goes.
A little warm, actually, recently. A little warm.
That must be for you.
It is for me.
It was literally like 35 here this morning. So
that's insane. Yeah, no, it actually hit up like it almost hit up to 80 the other day. And I was like, holy God.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been cold, especially in the mornings here. I've been freezing my cheeks off.
Yeah, it's going to dip back down, you know, and I know everybody's pining after these weather updates. It's going to get down into the 50s this weekend, but it's going to actually get up back into the high 70s, almost 80s again next week. Which is crazy. And then dip back down. I think the weekends are cold, and then the weekdays are like, hey, pretty nice outside.
Yeah, if the weekends could stay nice, that's always great for me. I don't care about the week, I'm working.
Honestly, yeah, you know, same. Nice for when I walk in the afternoon, you know?
True, I don't walk. I do enough of that at work.
Yeah, that's fair. I sit at a desk all day, so.
Yeah, I would love to do that some days.
Sit at a desk all day at work, and then I come home and I sit at another desk all night. So need to get some physical exercise in there somewhere.
True. All of you should exercise while you listen to the podcast.
Yeah. There you go. Pretty good.
Perfect time.
Yeah. Boom. Plug.
I don't know what we're plugging, but yeah.
Plugging ourselves.
Plugging the podcast that you're listening to. Yeah.
Plugging physical health with it too.
So at what point do we stop rambling and we get into the news, you know? Should we just keep it going?
It's up to you, I guess.
Everybody's like, shut the hell up and get into the news.
Oh, my Lord. All right.
Well, hopefully I sound better for everybody because I am not sick this week.
That's true.
So sorry about that horrible atrocity that was me being sick last week. I'm sorry that you had to sit through what 58 minutes of that or whatever I decided it was.
We were trying real hard to get through that one.
Yeah, that was rough. I was actively deleting notes on the out of the sheets while Dashing was talking. I'm like, I can't make it through this. Like, all right. So
it was pretty interesting.
We're gonna try and make up for it this week a little bit. I got some spicy questions. I got a lot of news this week, actually, honestly.
It's quite a bit. A lot of injuries, which we'll, you know, like we usually do, just kind of run through the injuries, run through the re-signings. Quite a bit to talk about. But we're starting off with some baseball. You know, I know it's our, you know, our casual lead in, but baseball's kind of winding down as it's hitting its apex. But some news coming out of St. Louis. Cerfolio hired from Cleveland to serve as the AGM. Rob making a move from the Guardians to the Cardinals. Not bad.
Yeah, so hopefully. Because he's supposed to be in charge of like player development and all of that. So hopefully he kind of really takes over that and doesn't let it fall into the hands of their GM or future GM.
Well, we all know that Chaim Bloom is going to absolutely muff that whole shit up, so.
Yeah.
We all know why he was brought in there. We all know.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But that's about it for regular news, and then into the World Series check-in, which starts tomorrow, Friday the 25th, at 8:08 Eastern. It obviously the Yankees have home field advantage, so the Dodgers will be hosting the first two games.
Yeah. I don't know why I had an absolute fever dream from like two nights ago that we were like four games deep into the World Series already.
Well, I thought we were like two. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about this for a minute, because we complained about this the other day. Why are they like, hey, every series has to be 5-7 games? Mm-hmm. And then they're like, hey, instead of alternating nights on who's playing, we're going to put them both on the same nights and have an in-between night where everybody's off. Yeah. Okay. So there's those two things. And then they're like, let's take a week and a half off in between the championship series and the World Series.
No kidding. No freaking like, what? Kidding. Like, it was
supposed... Why?
So, it really made no sense, and I feel like they kind of, like, wanted to space it out because the championship series, if it went the full length, would have ended on the 22nd, right? But neither of them did. So, like, what are you going to do? You going to move it up? You going to move the World Series up? Maybe you should have, because there's only two teams left playing, and they both ended their series on, like, the same day. So, it's not like they're getting any lack of rest or added rest that's going to have an advantage one way or the other. So just run right into it. But at the same time, it's like, I just feel like there's been so many memes out there about like Shohei Ohtani coming up to bat. And I feel like that's what gave me those,
oh my gosh,
those fever
so
dreams. They're hilarious. It's like 17 hours until
all the time
until Shohei Ohtani comes up to bat. And I laugh every single time I see them, but I feel like I've been so trained to see it that I'm now dreaming about it, about Shohei Ohtani.
He's two batters away in your dreams. You're just dreaming. You're having like the most random dream. You know, you're like running from like Michael Myers, yeah, or something, and just in the corner of your vision, just Shohei Ohtani pops up, two batters away on Fox.
And Freddy Krueger on my back, and then like pause for an ad break. No, Shohei Ohtani coming up this Sunday.
Oh my god, that's great. But no, like seriously, like I remember whenever like game 7 of the World Series, like it went like November 2nd, like that was the latest it was.
Yeah, it's going November 2nd this latest this year too. That's the,
but like,
name.
Game 1 is starting on the 25th.
Yeah. They're gonna pack these games in there, man. They're gonna like pack these games in.
It's Friday and Saturday, mm-hmm, night off. Next 2 days, actually the next 3 days, I'm sorry, because it's in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They have Halloween off, and then first and second.
Yep, they're packing.
Whereas
those games
it used
in
to
there.
Be, it used to be every other day. Actually, they might even had 2 days off for travel.
I think they might have. But no, yeah, they think they're going 2-3-2 right now. It's based on
yeah,
based
2-3-2 now. Yeah,
2-3-2. Yeah, 25th, 26th, 28th, 29th, 30, 1-2. Yeah,
yeah,
2-3-2. That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
Yeah,
I don't know about that one, Chief.
It's weird. It's really weird, honestly. But I guess, well, since we're here before the game start, do we want to lay out our prediction?
I got the Dodgers. Dodgers win it all.
I feel like I should burn the shirt off my back, but I feel like the Yankees are going to win it, unfortunately.
I could see that. Honestly, I really
think
see
they
like
have more depth in hitting.
Five games, I think, is probably going to be it if the Yankees win it. I don't think it's going to. If it goes to seven, that's where I think the Dodgers have it.
I feel like we're going to know, like, game three.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the end of game three, however the series is laid out, who, you know, we're going to know who's going to win.
Well,
like it could be like 2-1 Yankees, but the Dodgers have just like legitimately just played better the entire time and just haven't won two of the games or whatever. Like, you'll know that the Dodgers are going to come back and win.
Right.
Or it's going to be like 2-1 Yankees or something. And you're going to be like, wow, the Yankees are slapping them and the Dodgers got lucky on one of these games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're going to know who's going to take this series.
So a little side bet on this. This isn't part of my on a heater bets of the week, but a little side pick that I picked up on this, and I wanted to share this. I have a 6-pick parlay that I picked up. Jack Flaherty and Garrett Cole, both 5+ on strikeouts, under half a run in the first inning, under half a run in the second inning, under half a run in the third inning. And the total is going to be under 8.5 runs for the game, for game one. This is all for game one, by the way. Put a spicy little $5 on there.
Is there a prop to take the exact opposite of that?
I didn't see that there was.
I want that prop. I could probably custom parlay it.
Honestly, you probably could. I saw it and I was like, dang, that's pretty crazy. You know, and then I thought about it and I was like, well, Flaherty and Cole are both really good pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, there's a possibility that really hits. Because I saw a lot on here, you know, with like Otani getting home runs and like shit like that, you know, and just home run Mookie Betts, home run, you know, Aaron Judge and the Juan Soto and hits and bases and stolen bases. And I was like, but Cole and Flaherty are the starting pitchers there.
Right.
They might be kind of locked down on those first three innings, at the very least. You know, I think it doesn't break down until the later part of the game anyway. So I was like, hey, you know, $5. Might as well just plop that down right on there and just see what happens.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Not part of the, not on a heater bet of the week, but a little preview. Little preview.
All right. We'll see how it goes. We shall see how it goes.
Indeed. But wanted to switch to football.
Sorry, I'm distracted looking something up.
I can see that. But a slew of injuries through the NFL season so far. But you know, we wanted to talk about, you know, this week's injuries because, holy heck, you know, when I was looking at the notes this week and I was looking at news this week that Kiwi had already put on there, insane amount of injuries.
Yeah, it's actually nuts.
Like we usually do, just going to run through the injuries. I'm going to say the names, say what they have, you know, say how maybe long they are. And then we'll kind of go back and talk about it a little more. Watson, Cleveland. Season-ending Achilles rupture. Ayuk, season-ending ACL tear. O'Connell out 4 to 6 weeks with broken thumb. Godwin out for season with dislocated ankle. Evans out 4 weeks with a hamstring injury. Daniels week-to-week with a rib injury. Samuels out with pneumonia. Reynolds involved in a shooting last week, currently on IR for finger. And Kamara confirmed broken hand and fractured ribs. And he's still playing.
Yeah, that's just wild to me that he's still playing.
In succession, that's Cleveland, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Tampa Bay, Washington, San Francisco, Denver, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, Detroit Williams suspended 2 games for PEDs. So very cool.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
I just don't even know what to say. Like, so, okay, so what do we think is in the water this season for the NFL? Because I feel like this is the most injuries we've seen at the beginning few weeks of a season, like, ever.
Yeah, well, through the first 7 weeks at the very least, but I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I've said this for a while now. I think these guys are just getting, like, these guys are getting bigger, you know, bigger, stronger, faster, you know. Really, really tough guys in the NFL right now. And I think that's kind of causing a lot of these injuries is that they are that damn strong. Like, people are getting stronger that are going into these professional sports, and it's showing.
Yeah.
And I think they are literally almost too strong for themselves, even at that point. You know, like, they're pushing themselves so far past their limits. You know, that they're literally breaking. Like, these people are literally falling apart. It's happened, you know, NBA with, like, players' knees, you know, breaking a lot quicker. You know, NFL, a lot of leg injuries, you know, whether it's because of the grass or if it's literally just because they are that damn strong, they're putting that much torque on their joints and muscles that they just can't handle it.
Yeah, I just... I mean, like, it really just feels like there's something in the water, quote unquote.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I mean, sometimes I hear it's the fields too, you know, a lot of it, like I was saying, you know,
turf versus regular grass.
Yeah. So, and yeah. I mean, that could have a lot to do with it as well. And I'm sure somebody's already in the comments, "Joshin, you freaking idiot.
Joshin, how to do anything with the turf." Yeah, no kidding.
But yeah, so, I mean, take that as you will. Take that to the bank, I guess, is the saying.
On, don't tell me where to put my money.
Exactly. On which you think is the real culprit. But yeah, speaking of Kamara, got a nice little extension. 2 years, $24.5 million, despite his injuries, despite his really poor showing, probably because of his injuries. So not really that bad. Not bad.
Yeah, that's just I mean, like, you got it. The man's literally playing through a broken hand and fractured ribs, like, and playing this well. Like, he's having a good season. So, like, yeah, you gotta extend him, right?
Yeah. I benched him on my fantasy team for this week though, after I heard he had a broken hand.
He's a running back. You don't need that hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah,
put
yeah.
it in your arm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put it in your other hand. He's got two. Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. It just a lot of, like, I know we said it was a lot of news this week, but, like, literally, like, football's pretty light other than this extensive injury list as my
NHL too. NHL too.
Everybody on YouTube right now getting an absolute show on my camera here.
No kidding.
What are you doing? My cat's going nuts for everybody who doesn't have the video. Perfect. So we also saw another trade this week.
Yeah.
The Titans sent DeAndre Hopkins to the Chiefs for a conditional fourth rounder. How do we feel?
I think it is what it is. I mean, he's an old receiver. You know, I think it's a fifth, could become a fourth, is what it was. Good for them. I mean, Mahomes needed somebody. I don't know if Hopkins is the guy, but, you know, he seems pretty convinced that he's going to be playing into January, and if the refs have something to say about it, he will be. But, you know, I think that's... I think that it's a pretty decent trade. I think that, you know, that wide receiver room in Kansas City was hurting, and, you know, they filled it in with at least a halfway decent guy.
They filled it in with a 45-year-old washed man.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Excellent.
You know, you got it.
Sounds like the St. Louis Cardinals bench.
Gotta.
Anyway.
Damn. Continue.
He's out of line, but he's got a point.
Don't boo him. He's right.
Yeah, honestly, like, I hope it works out for Hopkins. I hope it doesn't work out for the Chiefs.
I hope it crashes and burns.
This is, unfortunately for all you Chiefs fans, this is an anti-Chiefs podcast right now.
Absolutely.
With the way this season's going.
Forever
well,
and always.
Honestly, if it was a little more fair and you guys were just good, then I'd totally be, you know, I would, all right. Yeah. It would just be a normal hatred.
The refs in the back pocket kind of ruin it for me.
Yeah, that's really what's doing it. So we also saw another game getting swapped in for a better slot. So the Eagles-Jags game in Week 9 will be swapped out for the Colts-Vikings, just like the Bears and Commanders were swapped in this week, Week 8. And then, Dashing, I know that you're excited about this.
I am excited.
The return of Bryce Young.
The return. It's not his fault, guys. Baby. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. He's not going to do anything in the game. He's going to suck because his team ruined him. But it's not his fault. I don't blame him one bit. I will just say, you know, this does come on the back of Andy Dalton and his family, thankfully surviving a car accident. Literally,
and
whole family and the dog.
Yeah, he only, like, came out with, like, a bruised hand or something. Like, that's the reason he's not playing, is because his hand's bruised or something.
Yeah, but thank God. Thankfully, God, they all survived. Okay.
Because as much as we crap on Andy Dalton. Like, he is legit, like back in the day, Andy Dalton is legitimately one of my favorite quarterbacks.
He's also just like a genuinely, like, feels like a genuinely nice guy, you know?
I don't know if I go that far.
Well, I mean, I've never seen anything to the contrary that's like,
he's kind of a resting asshole face.
He does, but I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean somebody's a jerk.
True. He could be the nicest guy. Who knows?
Right.
I can tell you what, he's probably no Philip Rivers.
True.
But if he was Philip Rivers, I'd probably like him more, because that's honestly most of the reason why Philip Rivers is my favorite quarterback of all time. So
the smack talk that Rivers would give without swearing at you is legendary.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And that's how you know that Rivers, like, deep down was just a genuine guy, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, but that really does it about football this week. Excited to see Bryce Young. Hopefully a lot of these people heal up from their injuries pretty quick. We didn't really go into Williams' suspension very much.
Not much to talk about.
Basically, he's not disputing it, but he's like, I'm still trying to figure out why I'm getting punished.
Right.
Yeah. Like, dude, you drugged. That's why.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Got caught. You got caught. Sorry.
Right. Exactly. You got caught. That was the problem. Hopefully he's the only one in that Lions locker room.
Right. Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, no wonder Detroit got so good so fast. No, I highly doubt.
I think they're just him. Yeah.
It's just a couple of people. It's just like him or maybe a couple other the lesser guys just trying to, you know, stay catch on the up. Team and whatnot. Yeah. Right, exactly. So let's get into our preheated primetime preview.
Womp womp womp. Womp womp womp. Womp womp. Yeah.
Womp womp.
There you go. Our air horns and womps, leading us off Thursday tonight, 8:15. Just so you know, 6:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the time right now on Thursday before this game starts. Vikings, Rams, Kiwi over on Amazon Prime. Who you got?
So Puka Nacua is back for this game.
He is. I will just say this for all you fantasy havers: if you put him in, he is going to catch two passes for 15 yards. But if you bench him, he is going to go for 17 catches or some shit for 300 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So, yeah, good luck with deciding on which one to take on that. I still think I have the Vikings on this one.
Okay.
The Rams still have a lot of injuries, even with Nacua coming back. Stafford has not looked super great this year so far.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Stafford's got Vikings coming up.
Yeah, the Vikings are coming off of their loss to the Lions, but that was still a very good game.
That was
a
really good freaking game. I really enjoyed that one.
Not primetime, by the way. Primetime was the Jets. yeah, I just... Yeah, I gotta stick with the Vikings. I mean, they're still 5-1 at the end of the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're still the NFC North is juggernauts.
It is. It is literally the division of death. You know, like, you know how when they do like the world sports like FIFA or something, like the field of death or like something like that, the group of death or something like that. That's the NFC North this year.
Yeah, the in case anybody who doesn't know, the current NFC standings, if you were looking at the playoff pictures, it is the Lions leading the division at number one. You have your 2 and 3 teams from your NFC East and your NFC West. Oh, and your four, I'm sorry, from your NFC South as well. Your 5, 6, 7 is Vikings, Packers, Bears.
That's insane to me. That's insane to me, bro. That's freaking crazy. And I think, you know what? On a heater hot take, not on a heater hot take, all four of them are going to get in the playoffs.
You've been high on that. I think one of them misses out.
I think they're all going to make it.
Three of them get in for sure. I think the Lions and the Vikings get in for sure.
if they're gonna hit it, if they're not gonna, if it's gonna be one team, I'm sorry, it's gonna be the Bears. But
see, I that's what my gut says. My heart says it's gonna be the Packers, and that's gonna make me really happy if it is. That will make the rest of the NFC North,
I just
really,
don't think so.
Oh my god, I'm on, okay, side note, I'm on an NFC North trash talk Facebook page where it's literally just fans of all four teams and everybody's just trash talking each other the entire time.
Yeah,
could you imagine that group if the other three teams make it in and the Packers don't?
Can you, I mean, I'll put this one,
the
I'll
Packers
push this
will
one
never
further.
Be able to recover.
I'll push this one further, and it's, I don't think it's actually possible, but what if all four teams make it to the divisional round?
Technically, it is possible.
Is that,
right?
Is that possible?
So, well, so if one of them finish, so if, like, say the Lions finish first,
right,
in the NFC, so they get the bye.
Yep.
Then.
Oh, yeah.
Two matches up against seven.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Three matches up against six.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah. Literally, it could be the NFC
North.
Could be the divisional round, could be the NFC North.
They could. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Could you imagine that? You know,
which is crazy to think that, like, regardless, the conference round, the conference championship, regardless, is an NFC North team.
Yeah.
That's wild to me.
That's insane. That's
but
insane.
That would require Minnesota to win a playoff game. So.
That's true.
Anyways,
back to the preheated primetime preview. I know we went way off the rails there. I'm also picking the Vikings. By the way, I'm also picking the Vikings over
forgot
the Rams.
We hadn't even done your pick yet.
Yeah, we went so far off the rails. I didn't even get to say my pick for Thursday night.
I forgot
football.
What we were even talking about.
Don't worry about it. I'm paying attention.
Oh my gosh. All right, great. Somebody is.
yeah. So moving on into Sunday night football. Not a lot of great games that I would probably put in this slot over Dallas and San Francisco. Over on NBC and Peacock, by the way. At 8:20 PM Eastern Standard Time. I mean, if Jaden Daniels was healthy and he was gonna play, I'd say Bears Commanders should have been the game, right? Sunday night football.
Well,
that
we
should
already
have been
got
it.
Moved to the 4:20.
Well,
slot,
right,
so.
Right. They got
so
flexed
that we could get
prime time.
So we could get highlighted there. Yeah.
Yeah, they got flexed to probably the national game, for the 4:25 game. But like, even still, I'd probably put them in over Dallas and San Francisco if Jaden Daniels was healthy. Not healthy.
So,
I'm glad
right,
they're sitting at 4:25.
So, well, the Cowboys 49ers are in this slot, right? Because they have, like, two of the biggest fan bases.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So that's solely the reason that they're sitting in this slot. It's for the views.
Now, I'm gonna put this out.
I'm
there.
Gonna not watch this game because I hate both of these teams.
I was about to say, I was like, I'm gonna put this out there. I'm not watching this game.
Hockey games on for that night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe some basketball,
oh,
depending on
Lord.
When the Suns play. Like
always, 10 p.m. for you, buddy. Unless they're on
no freaking
on the
East Coast. Oh my god.
But yeah, Cowboys 49ers, who you got?
This is tough. The Cowboys play like they don't have a team, and the 49ers are injured and don't have a team. So honestly, I think I had the Cowboys on this one. I think the Niners are literally just missing too many players.
I'm honestly leaning in that same train of thought that, like, I think the Cowboys are about to beat up on a very depleted 49ers team. Like, do they even have any more wide receivers? Is Kittle playing? Like,
he's still in.
Yeah, okay. So,
no,
like,
literally their best receiver right now is the man that got shot in the chest 2 months ago.
So, yeah. So take that, you know, and their defense is pretty depleted too. So it's like, who do they even have, really?
Just be aware that after this game, you're going to see the cringiest We Dem Boys tweets of
oh,
all
yeah.
time.
We Dem Boys, we beat the reigning NFC champs, you know, blah, 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 blah. We're
who
going to
nobody
the Super
playing
Bowl.
Because they're all injured.
We're going to the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we're going to have to listen to that.
And then we only have one Monday game this week, and it's terrible. So it's the 8:15 slot for ESPN. Giants at Steelers. Is this Russ?
It's Russ.
Who had a pretty good showing, honestly.
He looked really good.
Maybe he needed some time off, honestly. Maybe he needed a young quarterback to come in and really just fight for his spot. You know, light a fire under his ass. To get back into it.
Honestly, maybe. Maybe just a wake-up call. You know, like...
He comes back in and he goes, no, but this is mine. And then just balls out.
Right. I mean, are they going to be a playoff team? Yeah, probably. A wild card team? Yeah, probably. I don't think they're going to win this division, but I think that they're going to beat the Giants.
Well, they gotta beat the Ravens for their division, so.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. They're both 5-2.
I think they're definitely a solid wild card team.
Yeah.
The Ravens have a tough schedule this season, though.
They do. And I mean, if the Bengals can ever get their shit together and, you know, get on track.
Maybe Joe Burrow should cut his hair.
No kidding. Or dye it back.
Dye it a different color. Different colors.
The American nightmare style is not really working out for him.
He's an American nightmare for Cincinnati.
I mean, they're 3-4, though, now. And, you know, that's one game from 500. They're still two games back of Pittsburgh and Baltimore, so.
Yeah, I bet you'd like to be 3-4, wouldn't you, Pats fan?
Thanks. Anyway. could be.
4-2, 4-2, 4-2.
All right. Listen. We're gonna blow it up after this year. You know, I'll go and do it another time. But I'm hoping they're gonna blow this shit up after this.
We're gonna start having the Homer take of the week for Mr. Dashing over here. All right.
Anyway,
as per usual, Jets at Patriots. It's just a standard 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, the Jets are winning.
The Jets are winning. It's the Jets.
Even this dysfunctional Jets team is going to beat the shit. Oh my God, Devontae
Adams and Rodgers are going to look like gods this week.
They're going to beat the shit out of this Patriots team.
Get ready that for just looks we dem pack tweets.
It's gonna be a gross game to watch, you know. Just put your money on the Jets. It's gonna be a dog walk, but you know, this week Pats are gonna be 1-7 because they suck. And you know what's gonna happen? We're gonna start watching heads roll because this product that they're putting out, it's garbage. It's fucking garbage.
Somebody's gonna
get fired real fast. I really don't feel like it's gonna be
Mayo at all.
The only person who is going to survive this mass exodus at the end of the season on the Patriots is Jerod Mayo, and that is because he is the chosen one.
Yeah.
He is the successor to Bill Belichick. So just like Drake May, he's going to get a grace season and nobody else is.
Yeah. And then the game that we've been talking about since last week, Bears Commanders 4:25, the national afternoon game.
National afternoon game.
I also have the Bears on this. I see as you're writing yourself down on
that.
I think the Bears defense is just better than the Commanders. That's the difference here, right?
The Commanders are also without Jaden Daniels, so...
Well, that too. So, they don't have their star quarterback. I mean, who even throws for them? Flacco's in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Somebody's kicking and screaming right now going, oh, my God, how could you not know the backup?
Is RG3 still there?
Oh, no. It's Marcus Mariota. I remember.
Oh, that's right. That's right, Mariota.
I pulled it up and I saw Driscoll and then I was like, oh, Mariota. And then I saw Mariota's name.
So Mariota will definitely probably keep them in this game. Their defense will lose it for them.
We'll keep them in this game.
No, offensively, he will.
He will. I mean, he'll hand the ball off to Eckler. That's about all he'll do.
Well, somebody's got to do it,
I suppose. And Brian Robinson Jr. But it's going to be a pretty good game for Caleb Williams. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be a good game for
Get
Williams.
Ready. Get ready, fellow Bears fans. 5-2. 5-2. 5-2. 5-2.
All right. Let's move on to some hockey first, then basketball.
Yeah, we switched it up on you this week.
Yeah, messed me up a little bit. another slew of injuries coming through. So once again, I'm gonna run through this list.
Don't make me cry about one of these.
New York Islanders DeClaire placed on LTIR, upper body injury, not season ending, but still long. San Jose Sharks Celebrini to remain week to week. Next update in 2 weeks. Utah Durzi out 4 to 6 months with shoulder surgery. Utah Marino out 3 to 4 months from back surgery. St. Louis Blues, your Blues Thomas out 6 weeks with a fractured ankle. Yikes.
This is our season. Goodbye.
That's it. One guy and you're done.
Like, there is not. I'm saying this knowing full well that Jordan Binnington is on our roster.
Yeah.
There is not someone on this lineup that we could have lost that is more detrimental to our team than Robert Thomas.
Damn. I mean,
I'm going to cry. He is undoubtedly one of the best passing centers in the game.
That's true. I'm looking at some of his stats of the past few years.
Who
right
the
now.
Heck is going to pass the puck to Kyrou? No one.
I mean, rough. It's tough. I mean, you lose a star center like that, you know. I mean, injuries happen, but
we're already the least deep team in the center position.
Mm-hmm. Now you're even less.
Like, we're trying our winger as a centerman right now with Buchnevich.
Mm-hmm.
What are we gonna do? Like, I guess it's a good thing we were trying him at center.
Try not to cry.
Now he is the center.
Right.
So the shining hope. The shining hope.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, is two things. But the first thing is that we have one of the best NHL prospects sitting on the Springfield Thunderbirds right now.
Right.
In Dalibor Dvorsky.
Actually, I watched him play a few weeks ago.
He is so talented.
He's very good.
And he's a centerman.
Yeah.
And he did. He was with us for the preseason. Like, he played in the preseason for us. I think we call him up here.
Yeah, I was scrolling through
for the depth.
some local news sites. I saw some highlights from him.
He's very talented. So that is our hope, that maybe we pull him up. He's a second or third line center for us. We let Booch sit on the first line just because veteran player, whatever. I really hope Dvorsky can produce up here, because like, we're out Thomas for 6 weeks.
That's going to be rough. That's going to be
rough. This is going to be terrible in the hardest division. NHL,
I mean, we were touting on it pretty freaking hard that division was gonna be tough, and if you're out your basically best player,
I mean, like I said, there's literally no one that was worse to lose, and we have Jordan Binnington on our roster just solely because Joel Hofer has been amazing in net this season so far.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, if we lost Binnington for 6 weeks, you know, Hofer could probably take over and we'd probably still be all right.
Right.
But we have no centers. Thomas is out. This is terrible. So hopefully Dvorsky comes up. Doug Armstrong decides to bring him up and he's okay for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other bright news that we got, thankfully, moving in here to the signings, I'll come back to the rest of the injuries in a second.
Yeah.
But we extended Jake Neighbors. Thank you, God.
Really, really good move.
Really, and Dashing good. Knows better than anybody. I am so high on Jake Neighbors.
He's very
like
high on
I Jake love Neighbors. Him. He very, is aggressive. He loves that net front. He loves being in people's faces. We used to have such a problem where our team was like so passive, like tough net front battles. As soon as the whistle blew, they just skate off the ice over to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Neighbors is like, I'm gonna fucking poke your eyes out. Like, he's roughing people up in front of the net after the whistle blow. Like, he's in their face. A guy that we actually need, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just gotten better. I mean, he had, what, 27 goals last season or something.
Something like that.
In his full first season.
Mm-hmm.
So this is great. And 2 times 3.75 is an absolute freaking steal.
Yeah, he's a young guy, and he'll earn more after that deal is up. But
yeah, so he'll be at he'll be an RFA. This is just a bridge deal. He'll still be an RFA afterwards, after this 2 years, with a $4 million qualifying offer. This does remove the possibility of him being offer sheeted. Yep. So F you, Edmonton, you're not getting us back. Which is great, because honestly, if for all you fans that have gotten the absolute blessing to see Jake Neighbors play a hockey game, you know that he is good and that teams probably look at him quite frequently. So, yeah, this is just going to be great. He's going to be a long time Blues player for sure. So that's our one shining hope right now. But moving back into the other injuries, I mean, this is tough to not see Celebrini in his rookie season.
I feel so bad.
Like, this is like when Bedard broke his jaw last season, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just tough not, and the team sucked, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the Sharks aren't anything to write home about.
Right, but they're definitely better and more exciting with Celebrini out there.
Absolutely.
So this is tough. I mean, Utah losing two people.
Wow, they're so exciting to watch play. Holy crap, I love them.
I'm on that FU U2 tour already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I said U2. I meant Utah.
Yeah.
The FU2 tour was last year for the Predators. Yeah. The F Utah tour, that's what I'm on this season. Mm-hmm. This is a new rival for me. I'm slotting them in with the Trashville Predators and the Chicago, I want to vomit in my mouth, Blackhawks.
And the Washington Wizards name.
Oh, don't even get me started. I had a better name. I want you to know I had a better name. I completely forgot it. I'll try and remember it again.
We're not in basketball yet, so you have time.
It was legitimately a good one.
Okay.
It was a good one.
I believe you.
But yeah, so moving into another little signing here. Which actually came out right before we freaking recorded, I think.
Yeah, Shea Theodore signed the extension.
Yeah, for 7x7.41. So big boy sign. This is not Las Vegas. What are they doing?
I mean, they're usually like, let's go. Let's, you know, let's
win. We're going to use you for like 2 years. If we don't win a cup, you're out.
Yeah. 7 years.
You know,
years.
Rotate in the next guys.
7 years?
Term. That's crazy.
And for a pretty decent contract, too.
I would say this is a good solid. It's not like a steal.
Yeah.
It's not like they're overpaying. This is just a good solid contract.
And I mean, Shea Theodore is a great player anyway, you know? So, hey, good for him. You know, he's going to stick around Vegas for a long time, assuming he doesn't get traded. But good for him. Like, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, it's just so odd to me.
Yeah, it is very, it's very
offering term.
It's very un-Vegas like. Yeah,
this is like Carolina offering term on a trade deadline acquisition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, Carolina loves their rentals, right?
Mm-hmm. They're another team that's very like 1-2 year.
This
you know,
is just so bizarre.
Letting someone leave in the off season, you know, that kind of team.
Whew. This is so bizarre. And then another side note, we didn't have this on here, but obviously no update for Shesterkin this week. We'll keep you guys updated with that though as we go forward.
There will never be an update.
What? Right, no kidding. And then one more extension, but not a player.
Yeah.
Big Mo down in Florida, Paul Maurice.
Good for him. I mean,
deserved.
Yeah.
Just won a freaking Stanley Cup.
Yeah. I mean, he earned it.
Back to back years.
Yeah. Not much else to say. I mean, Florida's a good team.
And they're starting strong this year, too, already.
What do you want me to say? You know,
right. Exactly.
Great team. You know, great organization. Very well deserved. Cool.
Yeah. It's just a little note.
Yeah.
I didn't have much thoughts on there. And I don't know what the deal looked like. It seemed like everybody was trying to like hide it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just tell me.
Just what are the, tell me the terms. Tell me the terms.
I didn't look very hard, but couldn't find it. all right, but we're going to have a little segment here.
I've been interested in this since I saw it, because I asked you.
I didn't give him any information. So if you were here last week, obviously, I had a couple segments where I asked some questions for Mr. Dashing. This one's going to be called Hold 'em or Fold 'em.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a team.
Oh, boy.
And you're going to tell me if you're going to hold your cards to wait and see how it deals out, or if you're going to fold your cards.
Oh, God.
And say they're done.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Ottawa Senators, 4-2-0.
I'm going to say hold them. I'm going to say hold on that one. I think that they have been exceeding some of our expectations so far this year. I just like to see where it goes. You know, I just want to see if they can hold this up, you know, through the majority of the season here. And just see what happens. I like that. Hold them.
All right. All right. The Washington Capitals, 5-1-0. We're getting the hard ones already here.
Just say fold them. I don't think this holds up. I think this is a flash in the pan for them. I think this team is I mean, they beat up on some pretty good teams. They beat the Golden Knights and the Stars, but they've also beaten
the Flyers twice. By not even close games. The Flyers look terrible.
Yeah, and I mean, they beat the Devils too, and it's like they've also lost to the Devils. So I don't know, man. I say fold them on that one. I think they're a fake 5-1 team.
You know what? I'm gonna track this.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to come back to it later in the season. All right. You're either going to look like a genius or you're going to look like an idiot.
Yeah. That's fair. Senators hold. Capitals fold.
All right.
Okay.
Next team. Minnesota Wild, 4-0-2.
Hold them. I think the Wild are a pretty good team. I think that's a great division. I think that the Wild are exactly, you know, in the position that I thought they would be in. I had them, I think, out of the playoffs, but I said that they would have a shot, you know, if things were swapped around. So I think that they are doing exactly what I thought that they would be doing. Hold them.
And Kaprizov's looking amazing.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
All right, the old Utah Hockey Club.
Fold them.
4-2-1.
Fold them.
Fold
them. They're the Arizona Coyotes, people. Let's not get stupid. They are the Arizona Coyotes with a different color on their jerseys. Nothing has changed. They just lost two guys to major surgeries. This team is about to go downhill real quick. And this is not just because they beat the Bruins in overtime. No, no, no. I will not admit that is the fact. But I will say we are riding high on this team early in the season because they are flashy and they are new, but they are not fun. They are still the boring Coyotes.
All right, there you go, folks. You heard it here first. All right. The Calgary Flames, 5-0-1. Still no regulation losses.
Hold them. They're going to lose in regulation eventually. But they've been looking pretty good. They've been looking like they are on fire. No pun intended.
On a heater.
Flames on a heater. Hey. Poke, poke, poke. No regulation losses. That's going to change, obviously. That division is also too damn good to let them stick on top for too long. Lay down a heater hot take. I think the Kraken are actually going to break up into this. I think my evaluation of them from the predictions was wrong. I think they are going to be a better team
sitting at 4-3-0 right now.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're going to be a damn good team coming into the latter, you know, into the latter half of the season.
All right. Final one.
Okay.
Los Angeles Kings 3-2-2.
Hold them. I saw a meme today, and it was like, fucking stupid is what it said, but it highlighted the Kings.
Oh yeah, I saw that one too. Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
That was a good one. That was good. That was really, that was really good. Fooled them. They are fucking stupid.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. I will come back to that later on in the year just to see how you're feeling about the old hold'ems and fold'ems.
Hold'ems and fold'ems, and we'll revisit it.
Yep.
Oh gosh. Yeah, that's gonna make me look like a fool. People are gonna be like putting that meme with me in there, dashing stupid or something.
I'll come up with something good for you. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
All right. But I think that wraps it up for hockey. Moving on to some basketball. Gonna eat a little bit of crow on this one. I think you are as well. Not as much as I am. New York Liberty.
I ate more. I've been out.
yeah, that's true. New York Liberty beat the Minnesota Lynx to win their first ever Women's National Basketball Association title. Their first ever. Congratulations. Congrats. They earned it. They absolutely earned it.
Absolutely.
A few of those games were really hard to watch, but I tried my best. I made it through. I enjoyed them. Pretty good games. I mean, good series, great series, went the distance.
Great season.
New York earned it. I'm excited for next year.
Great season all around the league, honestly. Yeah.
Take a well-deserved break. Take a victory lap.
Yeah. Bring back Caitlin Clark next season.
You girls earned it. No kidding.
All right. Speaking of the W, Nike extended their deal with both the W and the men's side for another 12 years.
That's insane. I mean, you know, the NBA has been subsidizing the WNBA for so long. And, you know, the WNBA is starting to turn a profit. Well-deserved. Good job. Congratulations. Maybe the NBA doesn't need to subsidize you as much anymore.
Yeah, give it a couple more years. Maybe they'll finally break free completely.
No kidding. Start making a profit, please.
And then moving into the men's side of things, here we go. More injuries, more contract extensions. So let's zoom through these injuries. Milwaukee Middleton missed the opener with his surgery recovery. I don't think he's supposed to miss too many games, though. Mm-hmm. New Orleans Murray out with a fractured hand. Everybody's breaking their freaking hand.
Weird. Indiana Pacers.
Okay. Indiana Wiseman out with a torn Achilles. Yikes. Everybody been tearing their Achilles too. And then the Clippers, Leonard is going to be out longer than originally expected with his knee inflammation. I know that we covered that maybe not next week or last week, I mean, but the week before. And there's a little bit of drama with this one. So I'm going to let you talk about what these injuries mean first, and then we'll come back to the drama.
So, you know, just going top to bottom, I mean, Middleton, great player for the Bucks. That's going to be a little bit of a miss for him. Not going to be too long, though. I mean, they still have Giannis. They still have Dame. Like, whoo, that team is still freaking going to light up teams. They are going to be tight without Middleton, but they're not going to be hurting for too long. Murray, that's a big loss. It's going to hurt, but I think they're going to be fine. They are what they are, just like the Pacers, you know, without Wiseman. I don't know what else I want. I always want to Wiseman whenever I see that name. It's from an anime, anybody who gets the reference. torn Achilles, that's going to suck. He's basically done for the season. But then Leonard, you know, there's that prop bet that it was this, it was like, oh, he's gonna play 75 games this year. He's not. He was never going to. He was never going to. That was the easiest under of all time. But I saw this ex-trainer drama on there. No clue what that's about. I missed that one completely. So Kiwi, you wanna fill us in? What's going on? What's this?
So a lot of this just came out right now, and excuse me while I'm slightly distracted because I'm gonna be pulling the Blues game up in the background because we're slapping the Leafs already. But yeah, so this just came out today.
Mm-hmm.
So the trainer that just got, a trainer just got fired from the Clippers. And basically, he got fired because he was suggesting that they weren't taking Leonard's injury seriously enough. And now here he is. Oh, he's out now. He's out longer than originally expected. Well, so looks like the trainer was right. And so now the trainer is suing the Clippers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. So the trainer knew what he was talking about, and they were basically like, shut the hell up. This is our star player. Shut your mouth. And fired him.
Okay.
And now, yeah. So now he's coming back in with a lawsuit.
Wrongful firing. Interesting. All right.
And now I also just saw, I want to grab this real quick. This just came across.
Breaking news.
No, literally. This is live, folks. South Florida's men's basketball coach Amir Abdur-Rahim passes away at 43 due to complications during a medical procedure.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's terrible news, obviously, for South Florida. God. All the best to that family and that team and that community.
That's hard to hear.
That's always rough when something like that comes up. But, let's get into some brighter news. We had a lot of extensions this week. A lot. Like, this might be more than the other week.
No, absolutely it is. You want to run through these?
I'll run through these as well.
Okay.
All right. So Houston had two. Green signed 3 years, $106 million. Is it Sanguin?
I think it's Sanguin, yeah.
Sanguin signs 5 years, $185 million. Orlando Suggs signs 5 years, $150 million. Atlanta Johnson signs 5 years, $150 million. New Orleans Murphy III signs 4 years, $112 million. Denver Gordon signs 4 years, $133 million. Minnesota Gobert. Okay, I wasn't sure which one it was. That was my second guess. Yep. Gobert signs 3 years, $110 million. So a lot of money going flying off the books.
You know, a lot of people talk about Major League Baseball having, you know, like a spending issue on players. When did we start talking about the NBA?
Dude, I talked about it last week.
I mean, like in national news, like we're just a small time podcast right now. But like,
when
the national guys start talking about it, because like I don't hear about it very often, about like these wild fucking contracts coming out, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 million dollars more, eight club closer to nine with all like the, you know, added bonuses, almost $900 million right there. Are you kidding me? In contracts? That's almost $1 billion in contracts right there.
Yeah. No, literally. It.
Holy crap. Holy crap.
No, it literally is over $1 billion.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
If I'm doing my quick math correctly.
Yeah, I think so. I think
three,
so.
3, 7, 8, 9. Okay. No, it's over 900. Oh, it's over okay, 900
okay,
million.
Okay. Okay.
No, it's literally nearly $1 billion. It's like so close. It's like 950 about.
Mm-hmm. That's insane to me.
That's insane.
That's insane. Like,
and these are like 3, 4, 5 year deals. Like, this is not like hockey where it's like eight years. You know,
$11 million.
Yeah. Connor McDavid, $14 million.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not that. This is 3 years. This man signed for 3 years, he's getting paid $110 million. This man signed for 5 years. He's getting paid $185 million.
It's
like
$20
what?
Million dollars a year. That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I was saying about your hot take last week when you were like, why aren't NHL players making more? It's because NBA is far more popular and they can do shit like this that blows up the news cycles of like, here's this guy, massive signing contract. And it's like, did he even deserve all that money? Like,
as a small time up and coming podcast, I urge all of you. Please, please watch the NHL.
Please, yeah. Grow the sport.
Please,
grow the sport.
Please, please buy things from NHL Shop. In case you guys didn't know, they rotate their sales on NHL Shop every day. 20% off, 30% off, free shipping. Sometimes they run exclusive deals that are like crazy, like 40% off or something like that. Please, buy a jersey.
Grow the sport. Grow the sport.
Watch the
game.
Grow
the sport.
Watch the game. There's nothing that grows a sport more than watching.
Yeah. Grow the sport. But anyway.
And they're putting out fire commercials right now, too.
Honestly, they're killing it.
Last year and this year. Both great commercials. All right, let's get into some more drama. Joel Embiid. Do you want to take this one or you want me to take this one?
Why don't you lead us off? Lead us off with this. Right.
Joel Embiid is currently being investigated by the NBA. The league. Not you know, not just, oh, yeah, whatever. No, the league is investigating him. He did not play at all in the preseason. Mm-hmm. He will miss 3 games this current week, which he's already missed 1, I believe.
Yeah.
Recently, he was on record of saying that he probably won't be playing back-to-back games for the remainder of his career, which I think he's got, what, 2 or 3 years on his contract? 2 years?
He's got
something like that.
2 or 3 years on his contract, but I mean, he's still...
He makes a crazy amount of money, though,
he's
regardless.
He's still a relatively... I mean, he's not old.
Yeah.
Let me see.
And he only played in 39 games last season. This man is absolutely fleecing the 76ers right now. Is he going to get away with it?
I mean, hang on, I'm just pulling up his
contract.
Yeah, his contract and his age. So he's 30 years old right now.
So not old really by any means. Like starting to get into the later years of the career, right?
Yeah. So currently he is on a 5-year, $147 million contract.
$147 million.
Yeah.
This man played 39 games last season, has yet to play a game, including preseason this game season.
Or actually, I'm sorry, did I misread the...
Oh, by the way, I'm really excited going back to hockey for a second. In case y'all didn't see, Oscar Sundquist is back for the Blues as well. Big news since he was out like all season last year.
I'm sorry. On September 20th, 2024, he signed a 3-year, $192.9 million contract extension that guarantees him a total of $299.5 million through 28 and 29 season.
Well, there we go. We were probably freaking reported that and forgot about it.
I think we did.
So,
I think we talked about it.
So this isn't the first time I've seen his name. So yeah, we definitely talked about it.
Yeah. That's insane.
So what happens here? What's your guesses? What's your thoughts?
I mean, he's absolutely fleecing them. If he only played 39 games last year, I don't even think he played much of the playoffs, if I remember correctly. Last year, I don't even think they made it to the playoffs, I think. Yeah, they were in the play-in tournament. But even still, like, man, you know, how do you just have an MVP caliber player like Joel Embiid, and how does he get away with this, like, not playing? I mean, I know it's a star-driven league, and your star players can basically do whatever you want because the NBA Players Association is so much more powerful, it feels like, than any other players association. NHL also feels pretty strong, you know, comparatively.
Yeah, but it's more strong. Yeah, I feel like it's stronger in a different way, though.
Exactly. Like, but like the NBAPA,
like it's a good strong. The NBA yeah. is like a bad strong.
They're almost like too strong. Like the NFLPA kind of sucks in comparison. It seems no, like.
Literally. I mean, they're trying to get people out of the freaking locker rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah.
So I mean, take it with a grain of salt, I guess. But like, I feel like Embiid needs to play more, but I don't think he actually can. I don't think his knees and, you know, any other hidden injuries can handle a full season anymore.
So what are they going to do about this?
He's a really, really big guy, you know, and like really tall guys like that, they don't last long. What do they do about it? Like, what can you do? What can you do? What can you do? What can you do? You know, you can't
suspend him because now he's going to play even less games.
You can't suspend him. You can't cut him because then, you know, that puts him up.
That's for wrongful other, termination, that's, basically.
Not only, well, not a wrongful termination, but it also opens him up to go play somewhere else and potentially like
right.
stomp you in some way, shape or form.
Which they're not still making do. All this money from the 76ers exactly. too, because how much of it you just said was guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are they going to do? Comp the 76ers too while he's still in the freaking team? Oh, so now the 76ers get free money. And he's decided to play now. Crazy. It's like he, you know, it was like a yeah. whole scheme. So they can't do that either.
Like, what do you do? What
do you do? I don't think there's anything they can do. They're going to investigate it and they're going to what? Fine him?
Congratulations. You gave him like a few hundred thousand dollars. Oh boy, not even like $100,000. Maybe a few thousand.
$25,000 fine.
Here you go.
He's guaranteed over $200 million.
What the fuck are we doing?
$25,000 fine.
And this is the problem with star players. But honestly, you know, not every star player is like Joel Embiid. I'm not saying that, you know, there is nothing wrong with him, because if there is something actually wrong with him, you know, that sucks.
I'm gonna this is not my on year hot take of the week, but yeah. this is gonna be a hot take that I'm just gonna insert here right now.
Yeah,
pro sports fines are an absolute freaking joke.
They are a joke. They are. They're like freaking.
Okay, let me just give you an example right now. And like we said, the NHL mm-hmm. is different because it's the weakest of the four majors in popularity wise.
Yeah, yeah.
The maximum fine that you can get from the NHL, do you know what it is?
No.
$5,000. That's the maximum. Connor McDavid is he walks and sits on his golden toilet and shits money. $5,000.
Man, I wish
like,
I had
obviously
$5,000
McDavid's probably not gonna get fined, but like, you know what I'm saying.
I get you.
I'm pretty sure the NFL one is like 20.
I think so. Yeah. Not very
hundreds
high.
Of millions of dollars that they make. $20,000. The NBA is probably something stupid low too. And MLB, do they even get fined?
They have to at some point. I think they usually just
or do they just hand them like a 30 game suspension.
I think they just get suspensions. I don't know if they hand out fines.
I think suspensions go a farther way than fines do.
But what are you gonna do?
Don't mean anything.
Are you gonna suspend Embiid?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, oh. Now he doesn't have to play even more games.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not even eligible to play the games that he might have played, but probably didn't.
The whole thing just gives me a headache. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's stupid. Not yeah. So, yeah, it just pisses me off. But, oh my gosh, dude. We're saucing the Maple Leafs right now. I should have put... we're going to have a segment next week that's going to be the opposite of Hold'em or Fold'em. But let's get into our final little topic for basketball and for the major four sports before we get into our little fun topics. Our East and West leaders predictions.
All right.
So I tossed out the idea, four from the East, four from the West. Is that what you're feeling here? Are you feeling less?
Top,
you feeling more?
Top four is fine with me.
All right. I'm going to have to pull up and figure out who's in each conference. I think I just about have my West, because with following Suns news now, I get a pretty good feel of how the conference shakes out a little bit.
Yeah. So I'll start us off with the East. Number one, it's going to be the Celtics. I think that's just a lock.
Just go ahead and write me down for that one.
Gonna put you down for the Celtics.
Wait, he's quite literally just writing. I haven't even started yet, and he's writing it.
Number two, I got the New York Knicks. Actually, the Knickerbockers. I think the Knicks are despite getting absolutely smashed by the Celtics, which I think everybody's going to get smashed by the Celtics this year, at one point or another. I think that they are a good team. Cat is going to light up the East. So I think, look forward to that. I think the three seed, I think we're going to see the Bucks. The Bucks are, oh my God, good with freaking Dame and Giannis and Middleton going to be coming back on that team. Holy shit, they're going to be good. And then number four, I'm going to actually go with the Miami Heat. I think that the Miami Heat are going to turn it around as, turnaround from last season. I think that with the team that they have, they're a little bit better than what they should be. If we were going to go out any further than this, I'd probably put like the Pacers in there, the 76ers in there. Maybe the Brooklyn Nets. But past that, I'm not going into play-in tournament, but, top four, Celtics, Knicks, Bucks, Heat, in that order.
All right. You heard it here first. There's the top four for the East. All right, we're going to go into my East here.
Sure.
As I've previously mentioned, I have the Celtics at number one, obviously. Yeah. Enough said about them.
Enough said.
Number two, I have the Bucks, which was your number three. I think, obviously, the Bucks are a really strong team. A lot of power up front, especially. Like, holy crap. A true force in the East. Number three, this is a tough one. I think my number three is going to be the 76ers. That I guess depends on how many games Embiid decides to play.
Yeah.
<That's> or gets true. Suspended for.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still a good team, right? They're still definitely one of those teams that's gonna compete. I feel like, honestly, is the East just the Celtics, Bucks, and then everybody else?
It's kind of what it feels like. I mean, the Knicks are getting up there and the Pacers are starting to get better too, but is Halliburton and Kat going to really bridge the gap?
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. And then to round my top four out, I will also have the New York Knicks. So not a lot of diversity from us here for the East. But like we said, it's literally just the Celtics, Bucks, and then like everybody else. And then like your bottom three teams.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
kind of easy up and down there, I feel like.
Yeah. All right. I'll lead off with the West.
Okay.
I have the Los Angeles Lakers being number one. I mean, don't sleep on LeBron. You can sleep on Bronny, that's fine. But all jokes aside, I mean, they definitely had a pretty strong game, even though they got beat by my Phoenix Suns. They had a pretty strong game. So I honestly could see these top two alternating. But I didn't want to be too much of a fanboy right off the bat. But number two, I have my Phoenix Suns. KD, Book, carry us to a championship.
I will just inform you, there are two LA teams. The Clippers and the Lakers are different teams.
Yeah, I know.
And you said they beat the Lakers. They beat the Clippers.
Oh, we beat the Lakers at our preseason game. That's what I was thinking of. Yes, we beat the Clippers. Yes. Yeah. I did know there were two LA teams. Yes.
Okay.
Just making sure. Previous me probably wouldn't have known that. I probably would have forgot about the Clippers. But yeah. Number three, I'm gonna shot in the dark here. New Orleans Pelicans.
Okay.
As far as I know, the Pelicans are getting better. I think maybe this is a breakout year for him.
Okay.
And like, might I remind everybody before I submit my final pick here, I'm a freaking idiot when it comes to the NBA. I know nothing. So we're going to come back to these later in the season, if not, well, definitely at the end of the season, but probably midway through about. And we're going to see how stupid I look. All right. And then we're all going to have a great laugh about it. Me. OK, so dashing with the hold 'em and fold 'em is going to be me with these predictions. Yeah, yeah. And then my fourth pick is going to be the Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
The Nugs are strong.
The Nugs are good. Yeah, my top four West is not going to look anything like that.
Excellent. Excellent. Diversity.
A few weeks from now, we'll do the NBA Hold'em and Fold'em for you.
All right. I'm ready.
My number one coming out of the West is actually the Nuggets. I think they are still the best team in the West, despite not getting to the NBA Finals last year. I think that they are still the strongest team in the West. And I think they're going to show it. I think they're going to absolutely stomp this division, you know, in terms of wins, maybe not in terms of skill, because, you know, they still got to contend with teams like the Mavericks. They still got to contend with the Lakers. They still got to contend with, you know, the Warriors, you know, with Steph still being there and the Thunder upcoming. But again. My number two, I am going to agree with you. I think it's the Suns.
I'm not completely stupid.
No, the Suns are a damn good team. They are really good. Book, KD, like, oh my God.
We could shore up our back end a little bit, but that's all right.
You know, a little bit, but even still, I think they are a very, very, very good team. I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach here. I'm going to go with the Thunder coming in at the third slot. They were a really good second half of the year team last year. And I think they're going to roll up into this season and really prove that, you know, they're kind of here to stay in this upper echelon of the division. And then coming in the last slot, the Mavericks. They just added Klay Thompson. They now have essentially a super team.
Forgot about the Mavericks.
I
should have had them in my top four. Crap.
They got Doncic, Irving, Thompson. Top three players.
I'm gonna
Holy
look like an idiot.
Holy shit. Are they gonna be good? You know, but
can I take the Lakers out? Did I take my number one pick out?
Lordy.
I've submitted my four. I won't all backtrack
good.
On them.
All good. But yeah, I mean, if we were gonna go past that, like I said, with the East, you know, we could slot the Lakers, the Warriors, the Kings, the Spurs, like, oh my god. Up and down the list.
I'm going to be completely honest. When we were going through the West, when I was looking at these teams in the West and completely overlooking the Mavericks, maybe by the absolute awe factor that I forgot that the Portland Trailblazers are a team.
Yeah. I mean, they just lost Dame. Like, they don't have Damian Lillard anymore. Like, they...
No, like, I literally just... I. Sans in my brain. Sans Trailblazers.
Understandable. I mean, nothing. Not a team to write home about. Some poor Portland fans.
Let's just move them up to Seattle, because then I'll remember them if they're the Supersonics. So,
Jesus Christ. But yeah, no. I mean, it's they're a team. They are a team. So yeah, we'll hold them, fold them NBA style in a few weeks. So look forward to that.
At some point, I'll remember what my new name for the Wizards is going to be.
Perfect. But it's time, Kiwi. Time for the Unheater Hot Take of the Week, brought to you by nobody because we're not sponsored yet. But
ooh, what about the Washington Justice?
That's not bad.
I kind of like that.
That's not bad.
Supreme Court Justice, you know?
Yeah. I got you.
That's pretty cool.
All right, anyways.
I'm always on the side. This is going to be a recurring theme, by the way. Coming up with different names for the Washington Wizards because I hate their names so much.
On a heater hot take of the week, my on a heater hot take, NBA three-point shooting has become a joke. It has become a video game. It has become who can shoot more three-pointers. The Celtics shot, I think, 62 three-point shots in the game against the Knicks. It didn't matter that the Knicks actually shot really well that game. The Celtics just scored more threes than twos. And it didn't matter how many twos you shoot. If I shoot more threes than you shoot twos, I'm going to win. And I hate that. I think it's good. You know, it's nice that they went for the three record. It's hilarious and divine intervention justice that the Celtics didn't break the record when they missed, what, like 13 straight in the last 9 minutes of the game? Stop it. I get it. Three-pointers, flashy, everybody loves them, everybody screams, everybody jumps up in the stands, and they go, woohoo, yahoo, yahoo. Stay off social media, stay off the three-pointers, stop with the wahoos, shoot the fucking basketball, two-pointers, three-pointers, I don't care. We don't need this dink and dunk video game shit in the NBA. It's too much. It's too much.
I'll take you one further. Why are we as a NBA fan community celebrating a basic part of the game?
I mean,
like,
if, look, I don't, if there is, have you been to an NBA game?
I would celebrate now. Like, you know what should be celebrated the most?
Yeah.
A slam dunk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they are. So
a solid box out rebound, you know, up court pass, like that should be what the hype is.
The NBA is very interesting because it's always, there's always like noise when the game is on. There's always music basically when the game is on. They're like, dish, dish, defense, dish, dish, defense. Like the Jumbotron music and like the stadium arena music is like almost always going, it feels like, with the NBA. And then you have the crowd involvement. Every single shot is like, yeah, let's go. Every single shot, which
is just insane to me, because it's like, how do you hold that much hype for as long as those games are?
It's pretty intense. Right? Like, obviously it's pretty intense,
shorter than some other game, like other sports, but like,
it's really
intense. You know why football, like a touchdown, is so hype, or a goal in hockey is so hype? Mm-hmm. Because there's that brief moment of silence when everybody's holding their breath, waiting for them to score, because they've cut out the background noise. They cut out the music. It's just nothing but the play.
I mean, that's,
and as soon as that score happens, everybody goes freaking
hard.
Nuts.
That's hard to do in the NBA because it's such a high scoring sport. You know, like, in, because it's so up and down the court, going back and forth, scoring, shooting, right, shooting, blocking, booing, you know, calling people out, you know, and the shot clock's only like 30 seconds or 22 seconds or whatever. But like, there's not a lot of downtime. So like, what are you going to do? You're going to scream. You're going to scream. Right. Like, you're going to scream. You're going to jump up and down. You see a three-pointer. It's like, holy shit. You know, it's really intense. Honestly, every single time I go to Celtics games, I am fucking tired leaving. Just from the energy levels, the hype levels, like, the screaming, the yelling. It's a lot.
Is this the point in the NBA where they add the 4-point line?
I wouldn't be against it.
Just to get the hype away from the 3-pointers.
I wouldn't be against it. I mean, they still celebrate twos. They celebrate slam dunks. There's a lot, like, especially poster slam dunks. Oh my God. People go ballistic over those.
Nothing like getting a grown man's nuts in your face,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Like, that's what I want to see. Exactly. That's what I want to celebrate.
Exactly.
But, all right. Into mine.
Mm-hmm.
My hot take of the weekend, I guess this ends up being kind of casual, I suppose.
Casual take.
Sorry, everybody. This is casual take. I think that offer sheets should happen in every league. I think that is an amazing tool that the NHL has that should be used in every league. Could you imagine? You're like, let's just throw out an example. Hey, I'm on the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'm noticing that Trevor Lawrence sucks. We got quite a bit of money laying around. Hey, Caleb Williams, you want to come play for us? We'll give you $30 million extra. Could you imagine? You know the craziness that would bring mid-season? all of a sudden new freaking quarterback. You know, like basketball. Hey,
LeBron.
Hey, LeBron. Hey, Bronny. If Bronny was actually good. Hey, Bronny, you want to, I know you're playing with your dad, but what if we offered you another $60 million? Come play with us. 6 years, five year contract, extra $60 million. I'd make it spicy. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, they have to be RFAs, right? You know, to get an offer sheet.
Right.
But
right. Which does that work? That's only the NHL that has that system, right?
It
with
is.
RFAs.
It is.
So
it is.
You would have to implement a system like that alongside of it.
Yeah.
Right. Which is easy enough, right? You just set the age that they're an RFA till, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, that would give a lot of contract diversity in these sports as well. Could you imagine? Could you imagine, like, the St. Louis Cardinals just offer sheeting the Pittsburgh Pirates for Paul Skeens?
That'd be insane. Honestly, that'd be like, kind of fucking nuts.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Think about the interest level that they'll make. Then again, you know, we'd get some NHL for growing. Catch up,
we'd
so maybe don't maybe don't
contracts.
Give them right, but that's what I'm saying. The contracts diversify, their spiciness mid-season, players making more money, and they don't get used very often, right, in the NHL, so yeah. And they should get used more because I think it's an amazing system.
It's a good idea. I think it'll blow up contracts a little too much maybe, but you know, it's not bad. Not bad. I like it. I'm not gonna knock it.
That's where you have to implement like an actual hard cap to all these other sports as well.
Right.
Just simplify everything. Make all four leagues the same process. Make it the NHL's process.
I can imagine.
But that's my whatever.
On a heater.
Cold take of the week.
On a casual take of the week.
All right, let's get into the bets. Get over at this because I want to keep watching them slap the Leafs right now.
Brought to you, not brought to you, soon to be brought to you by DraftKings. On DraftKings, these are bets are made. My first bet of the week, it's going to be called Ladder Up plus 1366. This may or may not be for some of tonight's games as well as tomorrow games. So sorry, not sorry. Make your own bets on three pointers. But I got four players. Klay Thompson. 4+ made threes. Kyrie Irving, 3+ made threes. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 2+ made threes. And Russell Westbrook, 1 made three. Plus 1366. I saw that and I was like, hey, not a bad bet.
That's not bad.
Not a bad. Not a bad bet.
Couple updates here. Both of the goals that the Blues have scored have been by Broberg and Holloway.
Yeah.
So,
I saw that. Yeah.
Once again, get effed, Edmonton.
Yeah.
The second thing is, are the Celtics at home tonight or are they in Washington playing those stupid idiots?
I think they are. I think they're in the Garden again.
All right. Well, regardless, wherever they're at, they couldn't even make it two minutes into the game and somebody spilled an entire tray of beer all over the court. So stay classy, Boston fans. That's a little side notes there for me. I'm just catching some live news here over here.
Let me I'm just checking to see if it's actually in. No, it's in Washington. Stay classy,
okay,
Washington.
So stay classy, Washington fans.
That would be a Boston thing to happen, though.
That would be a Boston thing. And honestly, it was probably a Celtics fan that did
it. Bro.
But going into my bets for this week.
By the way, just pointing out. You remember that bet I was talking about the Celtics with the three pointers and the winning the first quarter? You remember that bet?
Yeah.
They won the first quarter.
Excellent.
I don't know if they had 10 points or not. And
all right. I have in the zone at plus 1349 this week. Brian Robinson Jr. touchdown, DeAndre Swift touchdown, Kareem Hunt touchdown, Jordan Mason touchdown. I also have Showtime at plus 800.
Yeah.
LeBron 25 plus points, Anthony Davis 25 plus points, Anthony Davis 14 plus rebounds, LeBron 8 plus assists.
Goddamn. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. You preempted me a little bit because I didn't even say my second one. But
shoot, my bad. I did. I thought you said both of yours.
No.
Focused on the Celtics fans spilling beer all over the court.
No, it's all good. just backtracking, I suppose. Mine's called Streaking +1258. I got Kansas City. This is for football, by the way. Kansas City -9.5 over the Vegas Raiders. Detroit -11.5 over the Titans. The Packers -4 over the Jaguars. And Chicago -3 over the Commanders.
That's not bad, honestly.
Pretty good.
The one I would be... Actually, I'm not nervous about any of those.
No, I'm not either. I'm actually thinking they're all going to hit. Like, I think that's going to be a good pickup. It's like,
Casey's going to blow out Las Vegas. Yeah. Detroit's going to blow out Tennessee. Green Bay probably blows out Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And Chicago, Washington will be close enough, but you only have to get three. Like, they only have to beat them by a field goal.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's doable. I think it's going to happen.
That might be the closest one, honestly.
I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Washington's defense isn't super great, so.
Yeah. Honestly, all around, four bets, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah. This might be the best, like, the most optimistic I've been about all four of ours for a week.
A little while, yeah.
But I think that's going to do it for us today, folks. So hope everyone enjoyed.
Not the folks. But the folks. Be sure to check us out, you know, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Prime, wherever you watch, listen. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe. I know. You're all screaming, kicking, punching the air, dashing. Why aren't you working on these shorts, these TikToks? Where are they?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I've been so tired.
Well, I'm
so
the TikToks. Well,
I'm so tired.
Yeah. We'll get to it, guys.
We're getting there.
We just have to like motivate ourselves back into it initially, and then it'll be flowing from there, you know.
But
enjoy your weekend. Not sure we haven't talked about next week, but because next Thursday is Halloween.
It's true. Maybe
I think all of my plans are this weekend, so
yeah, we'll talk about it.
I'll probably be all right, but
we'll discuss.
Yeah,
we're done rambling.
So either another episode next Friday or whatever.
Be free.
Okay, now I'm done rambling.